Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another day. We thank God for making it possible for us to see this beautiful day, the 11th day of the month of June, year 2022. Appreciate the Lord for His mercy. Appreciate the Lord for His mighty power. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of our adoration. There is no one like you. You are the everlasting Father. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. What a wonderful Father we serve. What an excellent God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent, how excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Hallelujah, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How beautiful, beautiful is your name, O Lord. How beautiful. Beautiful is your name, O Lord. How beautiful is your name. How beautiful is your name. How beautiful is your name, O Lord. How beautiful is your name. How beautiful is your name. How beautiful is your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program, and we thank the Lord for His mighty power in this program. I want you to lift up your voices as we pray. Let your prayer be strong. Pray with high voltage power. As we begin to pray now, the yoke of darkness that has been programmed in your foundation, that yoke shall be broken. As we begin to pray now, the covenant of darkness that you enter into when you are a child and you did not know anything about, that covenant shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to pray now, every bondage fashioned against you, that bondage shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to pray now, even the inherited bondage, the Bible says, in those days, they shall say no more. Thy father has eaten a sour grave, and the children's teeth are set on the edge. Jeremiah 31 verse 29. Even all the inherited bondage that you have acquired, it shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to pray now, the affliction that has been fashioned against your destiny, that affliction shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to pray now, the arrow of darkness from the foundation of your life, that arrow shall go back to the sender. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 11 verse 3, the righteous can go back to the Lord and take his foundation back to the Lord for prayers, for repairs, through prayers. And as he has taken it back to the Lord for repair through prayers, that very foundation shall receive deliverance. Let me tell you, today, as we pray now, every affliction that is working against your rising up, that affliction shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. Listen to me very well. The satanic covering that is against your rising shall be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every force that that has locked you out of your destiny, it shall be broken to pieces. I pray for you now that every collective captivity shall be dismantled in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether the enemy likes it or not, the power that is boasting against you shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. That foundational spirit husband, foundational spirit wife shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Every satanic altar, wherever you live, every satanic altar in your place of work, every satanic altar that is militating against your rising up, that altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any satanic animal that fly in the night, that cried against your rising up, that cry against your progress, before you wake up this morning, that very particular animal that has been crying at night, that have been flying against your progress at night, would have been stone dead in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the strong man that oppresses you at night, that strong man shall be buried in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every arrow of witchcraft shall be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I will cut off witchcraft out of thy hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. That is Micah chapter 5 verse 12. I decree that every grip of witchcraft power over your destiny shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever have been programmed into your foundation to always bring you back to square one, it shall be dismantled by fire. Every door that has been opened to affliction in your life shall be closed in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to worship the Lord and begin to bless his name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to open your mouth loud as you pray this prayer. Say, O God, my Father, arise in your power and deliver me from foundational affliction. In the name of Jesus, O God, my Father, arise in your power and deliver me from foundational affliction, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, arise in your power and deliver me from foundational affliction. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any strong man assigned to monitor my life be destroyed by fire, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man assigned to monitor my life be destroyed by fire, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man assigned to monitor my life be destroyed by fire, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man assigned to monitor my life be destroyed by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every agenda of mocking powers for my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of mocking powers for my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of mocking powers for my life, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. Listen, that sister, you have been mocked because you cannot conceive. I command that very particular yoke in your life to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. In the next few days, the power of God will come upon you with fire, and you'll be able to conceive. Hey, that is a great testimony. The power of God is coming upon that sister, and the yoke fashioned against your conception will be broken. Thank you, Father. Say, every evil covenant afflicting my earth, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant afflicting my health, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant afflicting my health, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, generational affliction, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Generational affliction, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Generational affliction, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every generational affliction working against my rising up, in the name of Jesus. Every generational affliction working against my rising up, in the name of Jesus. Every generational affliction working against my rising up, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, sudden destruction, I am not your candidate. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Sudden destruction. I am not your candidate. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Sudden destruction. I am not your candidate. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is going to happen right now as we pray these three prayer points. Say every cause of stagnation, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every cause of stagnation, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every cause of stagnation, break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release it. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two, thank you, Father. Pray this next one very well. Every cause of backwardness, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, every cause of backwardness, break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every cause of wasted effort, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, every cause of wasted effort, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, every cause of wasted effort, break and release me. In Jesus' name we pray. Plantation of darkness, troubling my star, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of darkness, troubling my star, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of darkness, troubling my star, be roasted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say environmental witchcraft assigned to trouble my star, scatter in the name of Jesus. Environmental witchcraft assigned to trouble my star, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Environmental witchcraft assigned to trouble my star, scatter by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Oh, wonderful! Oh, wonderful! Oh, wonderful! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I pray for that brother. The arrow fire into your business that has rendered your business useless, that arrow has gone back to the center now. Aha. You, that sister, under the captivity of polygamous witchcraft, I command you be released now. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There's somebody listening to me now. Your mother died when you are very young. And you grew up under another woman. And that is where your problem started. I pray that any witchcraft evil power, any witchcraft arrow, any witchcraft plantation, any witchcraft control, any witchcraft bondage fashioned into the journey of your life when you are a child, I command it to scatter, 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 scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now bring out your bottle of oil. If you have a bottle of oil, if you don't have, get a bottle of water. Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bottle of oil or a bottle of water, even a mantle in their hands. I decree that this will be an instrument of God's power. It will carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The power of deliverance shall enter into the oil and into the water and envelope the mantle. As we use it now, there shall be instant release of God's power. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil or water and drink it a little bit. Aha. And you shout this prayer very well. Say, as this oil or this water is entering to my body, every stranger of darkness disappear from my body in the name of Jesus. As this oil or this water is entering to my body, every stranger of darkness disappear from my body, disappear from my body, disappear from my body, disappear from my body in the name of Jesus. As this oil or this water is entering to my body, every stranger of darkness disappear from my body, disappear from my body, disappear from my body, disappear from my body, disappear from my body. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and rub it on your chest. Rub it on your chest very well. You will pray this prayer while you are doing that. Lay your hand upon your chest. Say, evil power that has gotten access to my blood, in the name of Jesus. Evil powers that have gotten access to my blood, in the name of Jesus. Evil powers that have gotten access to my blood, in the name of Jesus. Evil powers that have gotten access to my blood, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head. Say the same prayer. Evil powers that have gotten access to my head. In the name of Jesus, evil powers that have gotten access to my head. In the name of Jesus, evil powers that have gotten access to my head. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach and say the same thing. Evil powers that have gotten access to the organs of my body. In the name of Jesus, evil powers that have gotten access to the organs of my body. In the name of Jesus, evil powers that have gotten access to the organs of my body. In Jesus' name, pray, anoint your hand and say, evil powers that have gotten access to my hand. In the name of Jesus, evil powers that have gotten access to my hand. In the name of Jesus, evil powers that have gotten access to my hand. In Jesus' name, pray, anoint your two legs and say, my legs, reject backwardness. In the name of Jesus, you, my leg, reject backwardness. In the name of Jesus, you, my legs, reject backwardness. In the name of Jesus, you, my legs, reject backwardness. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. A few days ago, we started praying 49 destiny-changing prayers. 49 destiny-changing prayers. We need this kind of prayers because most of us, our destiny have been altered. Most of us, our destiny have been covered. Most of us, our destiny have been affected one way or the other. Most of us, our destiny at childhood, a lot of things has happened to them. Most of us, our destiny have been stagnated. And we can pray this destiny to see light. We can pray this destiny to manifest. We can pray our destiny to see the order of the day. We can pray our destiny to begin to manifest. Pilate therefore say unto him, art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, thou sayest that I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came into the world. That is Pilate asking Jesus the question of destiny. And Jesus replied him why he was on earth. That purpose is a major thing why you are here. And if that purpose has been altered, we have to pray a rearrangement of that purpose. We have to pray that God should touch our destiny. That is why we are praying this prayer. Beloved, you are born to contribute something to this life. You are a unique fellow. Beloved, there is a difference between living long and living effectively. Beloved, I need to let you know that you are born here to excel. Beloved, I need to let you know that many destiny have been attached to your destiny, so your destiny must not fail. Beloved, I need to let you know that there is nothing more tragic than to forfeit your divine destiny. I need to let you know that you were born to be remarkable. I need to let you know that no one else in this world is like you. Your genetic makeup belongs to only you. Your fingerprint also is a special one. I need to let you know that you are a special fellow. I need to let you know that your destiny must be fulfilled. I need to let you know that this prayer that you are praying now, it will change your destiny to the original destiny that God had created you to be. And that is why I want you to pray this prayer right now. As we pray the next prayer, we are starting from 29. We have stopped at 28. I want you to pray very well. Say, my Father, walk back to my childhood and deliver me from bondage. That's a very strong prayer. My Father, walk back to my childhood and deliver me from bondage. I know what I'm talking about. This kind of prayer is needed, especially if you are also like us, that that we grew up in the midst of serious battle of household wickedness. Say, my Father, walk back to my childhood and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. My Father, walk back to my childhood and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. My Father, walk back to my childhood and deliver me from bondage in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil effect of anything I have swallowed or eaten as a child, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil effect of anything I have swallowed or eaten as a child, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil effect of anything I have swallowed or eaten as a child, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil effect of anything I have swallowed or eaten as a child, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil effect of anything I have swallowed or eaten as a child, die by fire in Jesus' name. Pray the next one like this. Say, powers that fought the childhood of my parents and are now fighting me. In the name of Jesus, powers that fought the childhood of my parents and are now fighting me. In the name of Jesus, powers that fought the childhood of my parents and are now fighting me. In the name of Jesus, powers that fought the childhood of my parents and are now fighting me. In the name of Jesus, powers that fought the childhood of my parents and are now fighting me. In the name of Jesus, say every witchcraft pattern fashioned against my destiny be reversed. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft pattern fashioned against my destiny be reversed. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft pattern fashioned against my destiny be reversed. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft pattern fashioned against my destiny be reversed. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft pattern fashioned against my destiny be reversed. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft pattern fashioned against my destiny be reversed. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft pattern fashioned against my destiny be reversed. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft pattern fashioned against my destiny be reversed. In Jesus' name, pray. Say every witchcraft agenda for my life. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agenda for my life. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agenda for my life. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agenda for my life. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agenda for my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say the grip of family idol over my destiny. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. The grip of family idol over my destiny. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. The grip of family idol over my destiny. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. The grip of family idol over my destiny. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. The grip of family idol over my destiny. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. The grip of family idol over my destiny. Lose your hold in Jesus' name. Pray. Say my destiny. Under the control of household witchcraft, be released by fire in the name of Jesus. My destiny under the control of household witchcraft, be released by fire in the name of Jesus. My destiny under the control of household witchcraft, be released by fire, be released by fire, be released by fire, be released by fire, be released by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I command your destiny to be released from the control of household witchcraft. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody will have a mighty testimony as you pray this prayer within the next 24 hours, within the next 48 hours, and within the next 72 hours. May the Almighty God fight our battle. May the power of God rise upon our destiny. May the glory of God cover our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer request. Lord, I thank you for this prayer request. Answer them speedily, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I can see you being celebrated. I see the blessing of God coming upon your life. I see the yoke of marital failure broken. Thank you, Father. It is well. This is something, this is marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Yes, the padlock of darkness that has caged your womb has been broken to pieces. The power of God is falling upon your life. The sacrifice carried against your destiny, that they have backfired right now. The arrow has backfired. Yes, your prayer over your children, God have answered them. Thank you, Lord. Somebody is going to encounter God of wonders. As you are going for interview next week, there will be testimony. Aha. Thank you, Father. I see a promotion letter being released to 7 people. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, if God has answered your prayers, you can share with us your testimony and send it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. iFellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Act Town. And our international headquarters is at number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Unique Saboya, but just behind the second gate of Unilag, and 5 and 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you in Jesus' name. You want counseling, you want prayers, you want deliverance. You can also send information to our WhatsApp number. As you send it to us, we'll book an appointment with you, and the Almighty God will answer your prayer. It is well with you. Enjoy your weekend in Jesus' name.